All right, this round is called Love is a Many Splendid Thing. Mm. And we're going to talk about love. Okay. And today we're talking about Concetta Caristo and her partner, Ben Coshen. Very funny comedian. Go look him up. He's doing a show on the festival. Now, Ben and Concetta went to a museum. And as they were leaving, Concetta asked Ben if he could take a photo of her in front of the sign of the museum. But what happened as the photo was being taken? Was it A, an old man offered to take the photo so Ben could be in it? When they looked at the photo afterwards, though, the old guy had zoomed in on Conchetta's tits.
Legend.
Was it B, a man who may or may not have been homeless walked right up behind Ben and Conchetta tried to subtly warn Ben that the guy was getting too close? But as she did, the guy dacked Ben. Now, do you know what dacking is?
No.
It's when you just pull someone's pants down without them knowing.
Legend.
No, sorry. Trousers. Trousers.
Legend.
What
yeah,
do you call that
legend.
In your language?
Dacking. Pantsing. We call it pantsing.
Pantsing.
Yeah. Pantsing.
We don't do it.
Oh. When it gets to New Zealand, it's going to take off. It's really fun.
We would never.
Or was it C, as Ben was taking the photo, two guys walked past him and said, she is way too hot to be with him. Now,
yeah.
One of these is real. You have to decide which one. You don't have to all guess together. You can ask Concetta as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, she wants you to get it wrong, so she gets your point.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So ask some questions. Floor's open. Go for it.
Yeah, well, first of all, I like the idea. It rings as true straight away, the setup that Concetta was out the front of a museum and wanting a photo to capture the moment. But I suspect you did not go into the museum or learn anything. I suspect you only got a photograph out the front. Am I right? Given your reading skills.
That's Tom's version of feminism.
Yeah. Well, it was actually a Ramsey's exhibition and they had two, like, big...
As in neighbours.
No, if that...
You fuckers, man.
Was it actually Neighbours?
No.
Oh, Ramsey's.
No. Ramsey's, like, you know, from the Egyptian times.
Yeah. Oh, got ya. Shit. Yeah. We've got to start learning some stuff.
No, imagine I was like, it was a Gordon Ramsay. I would have bolted in.
Yeah, same. I love Gordon Ramsay. And that's actually cool.
So
okay,
what?
Can I ask a question because I don't know your partner. Is he attractive?
Yeah, I think he's the hottest thing I've ever seen. So, yeah.
Would that be an opinion widely shared?
You both famously straight men, you know him. Mm. How could you comment on my partner's hotness?
Well, because I'm straight, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
He's hot, but I imagine if two straight men walked past, they wouldn't... Like, he's not hot to straight men. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well...
I reckon he's sort of hot in a comedy way. Yeah. Like, when you look at all the comedians' posters, you're like, out of all of that, he's slightly above average.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, comedians in general get by on their charms. And their way with words. It's usually not the face doing the heavy lifting. And I'm just saying...
Yeah, I find I get hit on...
I'm just saying he's very charming.
Oh. Yeah, I definitely get hit on the most in an audio medium.
So if anyone's listening, Alice's number is...
No. 027. I... okay, when he got pantsed, what was underneath? Was he wearing boxers or briefs?
Does he wear a belt was my first question before we even got
great.
To...
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's a great one.
No, he doesn't
so
ever
no
wear
belt.
A belt.
Okay. So then that's plausible that it could come down and then
what
seconded
do you call,
Alice.
Sorry, what do you call the ones that, like, they're not boxers, they're not loose, they're, like...
Long johns.
Tight, but they're... But the trunks.
No.
They were trunks.
Yeah, or boxer briefs, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Boxer briefs.
Oh.
Why are you looking at
okay,
me?
Okay, I think I know the answer.
Well, let's ask some more questions.
Sorry.
We've got the space for an hour.
Let's keep up the fast for a bit.
What colour were they?
Black.
Okay. Honestly, it checks out.
What kind of phone was the photo taken on?
My phone.
But what kind of phone? Are we talking like an Android or an iPhone?
I've got an iPhone.
Nice.
So in this... In this scenario where the am I correct in saying homeless or homeless adjacent man?
Yeah.
Is pantsing him.
Yeah.
Who's then taking the picture? Because there was no mention of an old man taking it in that scenario.
Ben was taking
no,
it.
No, don't look at him.
Ben was taking a photo.
Don't look at him.
Yeah, Ben was taking a photo of me.
So, yeah,
didn't
but,
you hear
but
that?
Then he got
so
pantsed.
Only one scenario was that.
Only one scenario was a man
that
was taking a photo.
Someone offered to have the two of us, but yes. I asked my boyfriend to take a photo of me.
But he got pantsed.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he's concentrating on the photo.
Interesting.
What about the old man who took the photo in the first option? What did he look like?
He had like long, scraggly hair.
Yeah.
And he...
Did he get pantsed?
No, and like, I don't know, it's like... I don't want to speak about it. Like,
okay.
You know?
No, you can't. It's that. No. So, no.
I'd like to say no comment.
When he zoomed in, did he make any sound effects?
A wooga! A wooga!
I just want to work out whether he worked in television or not. Or commercial radio. Did he have a slide whistle? Go,
his like tongue rolled out like a carpet. Oh, love that shit.
Do you think this man had an aptitude for photography? Were you proud of the picture he took of your tits?
No, it was a bit blurry.
Okay.
All right. You're right, Alice. We should have guessed. Okay, so...
oh, we weren't mining for gold.
What do you think?
Oh, well, my mind would I completely flip-flopped.
Oh.
But I do think it was the old man taking the picture of...
Zooming in. So A. Mm. A for yeah. Alice.
Chloe. I believe it to be A too.
A for Chloe.
I believe it to be A because I remember doing it. I wasn't on air at the time. I'd let my hair go a bit and you probably didn't recognise me. And it's...
Well, the correct answer was C. Two people walked past and went, she's too hot for him. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, and sorry, we did go into the museum, okay? And it didn't have a good vibe going in. Poor Ben, his confidence was a bit shot.
Now, did Ben hear them say this or did you hear them say this?
Ben heard them and told me. So then I had to go in there, I had to chalk up my hands and I had to keep my turn.
This is what I mean, it's God's work.
Now, I'm not saying that Ben's a liar, but I'm saying, do you reckon he may put a bit of mayo on this story to make you feel good? Do you reckon he was like going, oh, no, they reckon you're too hot for me?
No,
like,
that's way. No way, he wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't?
No, he plays it straight. He's quite, like, he honest, yeah. I wish he was here so that we could get the lights and get everyone to judge how hot he is.